Hi, Zainab Jassim, ZAINEB, last name Jassim, JASIM. Date of birth is 6/12/1985, date of accident 10/8/2021, date of service 1/25/2022. History of presenting illness. Ms. Zainab Jassim is a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 10/8/2021, resulting in an injury from a semi-truck that was making a right turn. The patient was driver with her son, one in the front seat and one in the rear seat. The patient injured in her head with the ringing in the ear, loss of balance, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, along with pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back and right shoulder, and some pain in the left foot off and on. Decreased abduction ability. Patient could only lift up to 140 degrees of abduction. Overall, the patient has been undergoing physical therapy since the time of accident. She was she has had a knee brace, ace bandage, as well as back brace, neck brace, traction devices, tense unit. Complaining of left knee pain, limiting her ability to walk. The MRIs that were done were reviewed with her, and there is a minor issues in the spine. There is a mild to moderate facet hypertrophy in L3-4, L4-5, along with thickened ligament of flavum, and mild anterior spondylosis and facet hypertrophy in T12, L1, L1, L2, L2-3. In the cervical spine, there is a anterior spondylosis and end plate degeneration at C5-6 and C6-7, along with facet hypertrophy, small central disc protrusion in C5-6. The patient is recovering, and although she stated that her pain level is around 9 to 10 in the neck and the lower back and the left knee, the patient reports 30% improvement in the pain, and there is the walking abilities and the sleep is affected 9, work is affected 7. System review in the neurology and psych patient reports that there is a dizziness, vertigo, headache, difficulty sleeping, weakness. The patient denies any vision problems, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, memory issues. In the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing pain in the left knee and left hip, left wrist and shoulder, left elbow, and occasionally left shoulder. And then pain in the neck and the lower back, along with stiffness in the neck, lower back, and shoulder. Moderate difficulty in walking is reported. In the GI patient reports, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the urine, bowel or incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stools, trouble swallowing. In the GU patient reports, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, or any hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Substance abuse, patient reportedly does not abuse any substances, and patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 128/90, pulse is 64 and pulse ox is 99. Temperature is 97.9. The rest of the physical examination and the diagnosis are same from previous visit of 12-16-2021, dictation number 1220-069. Plan of care, MAPs have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. The patient is allowed physical therapy 3 times per week for lumbar and cervical region, shoulder, as well as both sacroiliac joints. She is off work and household replacement, transportation and case management has been ordered. Patient is referred to Dr. Prebil for a consultation for C5-6 disc herniation. Patient has been advised about injection treatment for cortisone to facet joints in the lumbar region. At L3-4, L4-5, and possibly epidural injection to L3-4, L4-5, as well as in the cervical region, C5-6, C6-7, as another option. The patient does not want any injection treatment. She has signed a release, and she has been provided with Ultram 50 milligram at night, 20 tablets for help with the pain. Patient will continue seeing a chiropractor if she chooses to. Naproxen, Elavil, Scalexin, Gabapentin, and Furoscix are also provided. The patient is otherwise stable. Thank you.